The anti-lynching legislation being considered by the House and Senate Judiciary Committees is seen as a way to acknowledge the wrong done by the lynching of more than 4,000 people, mostly African Americans, from the mid-1800s through the first half of the 20th century. The legislation mentions the opening this spring of the National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Montgomery, Alabama, dedicated to the legacy of African Americans terrorized by lynching. Kentucky native George C. Wright is president emeritus of Prairie View A&M University in Texas and author of the book Racial Violence in Kentucky, 1865 to 1940. He says understanding the reasons behind lynching has lessons for today.
If you put it into a larger context, maybe you're talking about what happens when one group of people have the power and other people have no recourse, i.e., look at the Me Too movement. Powerful people abusing other people.
Kentucky has its own small lynching museum that tells the story of four black men lynched in 1908 for a crime they did not commit. That museum in Russellville opened 10 years ago. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.